Everybody, we failed to record about the first 10 minutes of our call. I'm so sorry about that, but you're in plenty of time for the blessing, and welcome to our blessing on this very special day honoring our fathers and our special day of the solstice and the solar eclipse and a new moon. Lots of things are coming together for our global benefit and our new global direction. So let's resume. Tony, you're on.
Okay, thank you. This has been an unusual solstice for sure. It was strange because normally there's a big gathering in England at Stonehenge, and I follow that online. And so usually, at the different events during the year, there's alignments at different points during the year. So this is just one interesting example of how different this year, because they couldn't have a gathering there, and they, for safety, they decided to just not do a gathering, but they did a broadcast. So what's interesting about that is for the first time, everybody who cared to got to participate directly in that energy remotely through spirit, through space and through the internet, which, amazingly are all connected, of course. So I think that what you mentioned, Glenda, right at the beginning is that this marks, and often equinoxes, or sorry, not just solstices, but eclipses are considered marking a point of a new process or a new experience or things shifting. And then the effects of the eclipse are usually figured to last for a while, like until we get another eclipse of the same type. Or that a lot of times, that could be another year or two, that eclipse, especially a solar eclipse, is kind of a dominant influence during that intervening period. So there's a lot, and I think that what's really most significant is we're witnessing all of this in the midst of everything that we've had going on. So probably the simplest and most helpful thing to understand, every solstice is a connection with stillness. And that's actually what the word means. It's stillness.
Oh, because it's stillness. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because it's the point where the sun stops going toward the north for the solstice in June.
And it pauses. It pauses for a moment.
Yeah. So every solstice, and that's literally what it means, the soul, the sun, is still. Solstice. The soul is standing still.
Oh, that's, I did not know that, Tony. Thank you. I think that's a lovely reminder.
Well, and it's very much connected to the truth of being. It's a cosmic lesson through the universe from God, because the solstices are about stillness. And the equinoxes are about balance.
Yes.
So here we are, listening to what God has to show us through our experience, through the heavens, the intermediary of heaven and earth. So, I feel blessed to be able to watch this with everybody that's connected with this community. So thank you so much for, a blessed solstice, and thank you so much for looking at this together, and we're all connected with this. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, too. And actually, what you just said is something I can pass on to our friends that live around the equator, because I think the general idea is it's all about it becoming the longest day of the year or the shortest day if you're down south. But considering that it's about stillness, it applies to the whole world.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, that's something. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say that I think you're absolutely right. And as we gain a deeper and deeper appreciation for these events, moon events, sun events, they are planetary events. So what you just said, I think, beautifully reflects that.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait to share it, and I certainly will. Thanks, Tony. We really love having your guidance through the planets and the stars and giving us a bigger perspective of what we're all part of. So we've got quite a few people on the call, so I'm going to move on and start taking other people in. You can come back if you have more thoughts. Okay? Stephen Adler is on. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Glenda. Blessings to you and everybody on the call. And I'm just putting in a request, a special blessing for my good friend Vanessa. She's actually on a flight as we speak on her way to Mexico to do some cutting-edge immunotherapy for her cancer in her lungs. She has 25 tumors, cancer tumors in her lungs. And so just a special prayer that they have great success with that over the next couple weeks in Mexico City. And a special prayer just for also for my sister. And I'm happy to report it seems like our relationship is starting to thaw a little, and we're starting to make connection again, which is really wonderful and warming to my heart. And I feel all the blessing givers and you and have really made a big difference there, energetically. So thank you. And also just requesting a blessing just for ongoing healing for my lower back. It went out about a week ago, but it's slowly coming around. But just a blessing for that. And that's it. I thank you so much. I love you, and thank you.
Oh, love you too. And just to let you know that on this, so, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And on this special day, I am stretching your G-clay. And they are number 33.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Thank you. That really is a special gift. So thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
So you can remember that now every time you look at them. The energy of the day is in them with the number 33. Okay.
Wow. I have an ear-to-ear grin, so thank you. Blessings.
Great. All right. I'm going to open the line to, Tarkim, you're on.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Glenda. Thanks so much for doing this today. I really appreciate it. And I'd like to request a blessing today for my parents, Barbara and Carl Ulrich in Salem, Wisconsin. And there's just for their life situation and for each one of them. My mom is taking care of my dad. My dad has some cognitive issues going on, and mom just got a sore throat and just being 1,000 miles away and stuff. I'm just concerned about them. So I'd really appreciate a blessing for them. Thanks so much.
Oh, yes. All right. Mom and dad are definitely in the blessing today.
Thank you, Glenda.
And I know what it's like to be so far away and care so much.
Yeah, yeah. It's tricky.
Yeah. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. It's all okay.
Thank you. All right.
We have a wireless caller, and you're on from area code 646.
Oh, hi, Glenda. It's Elizabeth from New York. I would just like to ask a blessing for my friend Denise, who suddenly passed over last night. I just found out this morning, so I would just really like a blessing for Denise Moses. She passed away in Sydney, Australia, very quickly, the bacterial infection. It was less than 2 weeks, so it's a bit of a shock to her whole family, and I'd like for a blessing for her whole family to absorb the shock. I'm in shock as well. So if you could just ask for a prayer for her spirit to go home safely on the wings of angels, and that everyone will be surrounded in love. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And for you too, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Glenda. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Stormy, I see you are on, and I'm getting around to the page where your call is. Welcome, Stormy, and I know you're a father, so happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I'm receiving a special gift for myself today. I found a high school picture of me, and I've got it in front of me, and how I look so much like Captain America is uncanny.
Okay.
With my 17 and a half inch neck and a 42 chest and 28 inch waist in high school, 5'8 and a half. But what's important about the portrait is to bring into our blessing tonight, you can clearly see a young man's expression looking into eternity.
Oh. Oh, that's nice. You should frame that one, Stormy.
Yeah, it's it was hidden behind my old Army picture.
Well, see, sometimes the things that are hidden are the things we need to bring to light and put in a frame because they're special. And
see
sometimes,
that expression.
And there's you know what? There's a parable here connected to that, and that is that sometimes we hide things so that we can rediscover them at the time when they will have the greatest meaning in our life. You couldn't have seen that 40 years ago.
And I do like, I get to know a lot, but I do like to keep it hidden so I can watch it unfold.
I think
it's really important
for me.
Yeah, it is
for all of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you
I tell
people, go ahead.
I also brought out specifically for this call while you're on vacation, the angel, the small photograph I have from you of the angel of the rainforest that's looking at a hummingbird.
Oh, good, 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 good. Oh, I should comment for the rest of our audience. I am not taking a vacation for the Sunday blessing. They will continue. I'm just taking a vacation from some things so that I can lighten my load a little bit and have some time to focus on some immediate issues in my life without shall we say, overdoing it? I'm the world's worst about overdoing. So I got a little tap on the shoulder from an angel, and he said, you know, a vacation would be a good idea. So I'm following that suggestion. So anyway, Stormy, thank you for the inspiration, and I'll take a look at that painting. That's a good idea. Let's see, what else was I don't even remember what I was going to say because you inspired it and then we moved on. So, well, happy solstice, happy Father's Day and everything else, Stormy. It's always good to hear from you. Sarah's on the call, and we're going to take her line. Hello, Sarah.
Aloha, Glenda, and this beautiful, beloved community. I want to express my love for our Heavenly Father, for the opportunity and blessings of our lives, and the honor and responsibility of our lives. I want to just say happy Father's Day. Thank you to all the fathers and all the father energy. And may we bring that together with the mother energies. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my dad, Peter Sullivan. And thank you for all my ancestors, all my dads and my ancestors. And also a blessing for my friend Angel as a beautiful father. And thank you so much, Glenda.
Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. my pleasure to be here, and what an opportunity to have so many beautiful people in my presence and come together for us all to focus blessings on the world. So I'm going to take a call from Avalon Construction. Hello.
Hello.
Erica 3. Hello.
Hi, Glenda. This is Cheryl in Malibu. How are you? I don't often get on the call, but I wanted to have a blessing for my husband, Michael.
Oh, of course. Now, I should have Avalon Construction is on your caller ID. I guess I should replace that with Cheryl and Michael. I would like to offer a special blessing for him. Is there anything you want to tell me about?
Well, he's been going through a lot. He's been in and out of clinical trials, and I just wanted to, you know, it's Father's Day, and he's away from home right now on a clinical trial, so I just wanted to put out a special blessing for him.
Okay, absolutely. Well, we certainly care about both of you, and we thank you for your generous support of Spiritus Church for so long. It really, really helped and made a difference.
We love you so much.
We love you too, and I just, I know this must be stressful for you, being alone and worried about him.
Yeah, it's been going on for a while. I just felt like he's just been having such a hard time of it. I just wanted to
tell him I said hi.
I will. I mean, I'm a blessing giver, and I do blessings all the time for him. But I just figured we need maybe a little oomph.
Yeah. Well, I know you're a blessing giver, but I will certainly give him some oomph from here, and we'll all come together on his behalf.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you so much for all you do.
You're so welcome. Well, okay, everybody, I see the queue is empty right now. And I think it's a good time. Actually, it's 3:31. It's just the perfect time for us to go into our blessing. So what we're going to do is the same as always for those of you who understand and those of you who are new. Just, you really don't have to do anything except receive. But let's get you in a place where receiving is easier for you. So just get comfortable wherever you are, seated, lying down, on the ground, or in the house. On the earth would be a really, really special energy today on the solstice. There will be some very special energies coming up from the earth. And in regard to that, don't have on shoes that have synthetic material for the sole. It's okay if it's leather. But better still if you're just barefooted or sock-footed. And if your faith requires your head to be covered, then that's okay. But cover it with a natural fiber, such as cotton or silk or wool or linen, that would be fine. Again, let's stay away from the synthetics as much as possible. If any part of your clothing was tightly belted, loosen it up so that your body can just become a little noodle inside it, okay? And then we're going to work on loosening our mind. Just don't think anymore. It's all right. Right now is not your time to figure out anything. No matter what you're concerned about, what your worries are, what your attention has been on up until 2 minutes ago, let it go. Just let your mind be free. just imagine that you're in Hawaii at the foot of a beautiful waterfall, or maybe on the seacoast, walking on the shore, or under a starry sky. Whatever causes you to just let go of the outer events of the world so that you can be in this moment of now. And perhaps because of what Tony explained to us about the sun standing still on the solstice, now would be a great time to embrace the power of now and the power of no movement, the power of peace. And those are great powers for allowing us to receive and absorb. It's not as easy as you think to receive and absorb. It really isn't, because from the time we were, maybe 3 weeks or 3 months old, we started building our defenses. Just think back to the last baby you saw who was just hours old or days old, and you look in their little eyes that are pools of water, and their little fingers that clutch with total trust, and all they want is to hold on to your finger. And that when they're hungry, they let you know it, and when they need you, they let you know it, and they got no problem receiving. That's what they're here to do. And actually, that's what they've been doing for the whole 9 months before they were born. Then they start realizing that there's a lot of stuff in this world that's not good to receive. You don't want to receive. And so they learn how to discern and defend. And after they start falling down and bumping their knees or touching a hot surface or being scolded for doing something a mom didn't want, they start building up pretty clever defenses. And that person we're saying they about is you. That's you. You did it too. We all do. And we're not going to let all those defenses down just for a blessing, because we don't know what they are. You could have probably a therapeutic massage once a week for 100 weeks. And maybe at the end of it, you'd start to say, oh, wow, gee, I never felt that before. And your therapist would be rolling her eyes and saying, oh, yeah, oh, boy, it takes that long. And it's true, it takes that long. You could go, if you're Catholic, you could go to confession for 100 weeks. And at the end of the time, you'd be able to really look at your true sin, which is not something you did. It wasn't running a red light. It wasn't cheating on your taxes, it wasn't being unfriendly to the neighbor. It was not trusting yourself and losing faith in God. And finally, 100 weeks later, the priest is saying, rolling his eyes and saying, okay, all right, we finally got there. You know, it's not easy to let down your defenses, but we're going to work on it. And this is why we suggest that you come back to more than one blessing call. This is why there is no charge of any kind for this. There's not even a toll charge on your phone. It's free. And the love is free. And we don't promote anything on here. And anybody of any denomination can come, because we keep it opinion-free. okay? Because this is just about you and God and the Holy Spirit. So just relax. That's your job. Relax and receive. Now, in order to do that most effectively, don't cross your arms or legs, because we are going to be conducting energy from the heavens, which is powerful today, being that it's the solstice, and energy from the earth, because she's attracting that energy from the sun, and it's going zip, zop, zip, zap, back and forth in a really powerful rhythm. So, have your feet on the ground, your head up to the heavens, and your arms and legs uncrossed, because energy always comes in parallel flows. Okay? And those parallel flows sometimes will cross. Now, since your heart is magnetic, those parallel flows will cross at your heart. And that's exactly where we want it to cross, because it will bring the energy from the right and the left crossing over in your heart, so your heart gets a look at it all and then passes it on upward. Then brings it down from heaven, it'll cross over in your heart and move it down to the earth. So your heart will be the integrator that helps you to receive, assimilate, and integrate this blessing. I will start with my prayer to Yeshua. And then while the blessing givers and I conduct the energy, you will just say your prayer, and in your prayer include everyone, everything you love, everything and everyone you would like to see included in your blessing. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for always being with us in the blessing or walking through the trenches of life, in peace and in conflict, in faith and in doubt. You were with us because your faith never wavers. Your strength never weakens. You are simply here, waiting for us to call, to ask. And we now call and ask. We ask for your grace, your love, your intelligent observation about what is truly most needed in the lives of each person, that the most important need be addressed first, and then subsequent needs after that, that change may be unfolded with grace, with purpose, and with ease and assurance, that we can look at the changes and say, oh yes, that's exactly what we needed. We know that you are with the sick and the lonely. And we pray that we can be surrogates for the sick and lonely to help them receive. We hope that you would see us in them, that you would see us being them through compassion and empathy, that we could use our faith to extend faith to them, because we know that's all that's needed for a miracle to happen. We ask for special blessings for an organization that has called and asked for our blessings today, very specifically. This is an organization that will reach every country in the world, and most especially those in hardship. It will have billions of dollars of humanitarian funds to offer and to help assist us through this change and to finance clean energy to bring more water into areas that have drought. It's an awesome, awesome organization that will assist in the unfolding of this new era. And they are on the cusp of completing everything needed to launch this into action. So they ask most especially for your blessing, for all the participants, all the supporters, all the contributors, all the charities, all the investors who were involved in this, that we may bring this great service organization into fulfillment, to launch it into the most beautiful service and upliftment of humanity. We ask all of these things in your beloved name. Amen. Now, blessing givers, if you will join me, we will move into our inner peace and serenity, that we may bring that state of grace into the world. Let us begin.
Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, go and rest at least 7 minutes. And it's okay if you go to sleep. Just, it's not okay if you think. And don't even continue your prayers with work. Just go into infinite space, timeless eternity, float on the breath of God, and rest. Bye-bye for now. God bless you. And I hope to see you again next week.